guesses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to control our anger. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me for this session. We're going to start our program today with a question, and that is that someone has asked, what would you suggest to cure my quick anger and emotion, which is called stress by psychologists? To answer this very important question, I would say that I am answering you with a full conviction that if you follow the answer, you will get the result. Otherwise, you will remain as you are. So the cure is a mixture of moral and practical matters. So you should follow the principles we have above us here. So firstly, for controlling our anger, we need to recite the fact of submission to Allah so that your heart feels peaceful with the emotion of Allah the Almighty. And then you will see the things that provoke you simple and easy. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page, and we are here together to talk about how to control our stress. So, for the first principle that we can study through Quran and Hadith is reciting submissions, reciting Quran, because it makes our heart in peace and we feel peaceful and it makes our heart live in ease. But the second principle that we can study from Quran and Hadith, that is always be legally pure, okay? So this is a very important condition to be. For example, if something has happened to us, we have to make ablution, we have to make wudu, we have to make ghusl. So we should always be legally pure. And thirdly, do not commit any sin, because committing sins will darken our heart, and when our heart gets darkened, we feel stress, we feel angry. And fourthly, we need to keep away from anything that provokes our nervous. And fifthly, always keep your tongue busy with the remembrance of Allah, and especially with the certain glorification like La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim, or at istighfar, that it means I pray to Allah to forgive me. Also, this kind of remembrance will make us feel peaceful and will put our heart in ease. Also, drink cold water whenever you provoked, and also you can pour some on your head and say salawat, and seventhly, go to an open place to breathe fresh air, to look at as far as you can, and at the end, be totally indifferent to the thing that causes your anger. Tell yourself that you are more precious than that, and so it does not behove you to exhaust your power and harm yourself. I hope everyone a life full of peace and ease. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.